Can you take us back a little bit? Tell us where you came from and how you got to Woodland.
At the age of 33, I was homeless living in the woods. You know, he offered me a job at a recovery center for $8 an hour. So I've had two jobs in the last 25 years.
So you said you are now a certified interventionist.
So my titles are at Woodland right now. I had many. I was a director of operations, a CEO. I was a ambassador. Now I am a territory manager. So that means I have hundreds of accounts all over North Mississippi and a few in Memphis. And recently I became a certified interventionist, like you just said.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and just local community people that are just doing great things amongst us and giving them the platform and opportunity to tell their story and to be able to share just words of wisdom with you. I want to thank you so much. Today, we've got Stacy Dodd with Woodland Recovery Center here with us, going to talk all about helping people find the recovery and help they need from addiction. Thank you so much for joining us, Stacy.
Yes, ma'am. It's quite an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to know everything about you, everything about your story, because what you do, and just from the relationship that you and I have developed over the years, what you do is far beyond a job. Everything that you do is purposeful and part of a calling that you felt a long time ago. And I love it. I love your story. Can you take us back a little bit? Tell us where you came from and how you got to Woodland.
Okay. Once again, thanks for having me. The Chamber's been a huge part of my life for many years, and it's been just incredible what's happened here through you all. So thank you first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being supporting everything we do. You all have been wonderful. So anyway, yeah, I was born in Missouri. I had great parents, and my parents were divorced when I was two, and from the results of alcoholism and different things. And I was raised by my mom, and I started using at a young age, just cigarettes and things that didn't seem very destructive at the time.
Yeah.
And to fast forward, you know, at the age of 33, I was homeless living in the woods, you know. Yeah, up in Joplin, Missouri. And I moved around a little bit down to South Arkansas. My friend's dad had a big farm and had a great childhood, had great parents. They loved me. They were divorced when I was young, so it really didn't affect me too bad. You know what I mean? I was just used to it. Yeah. And I never blamed my parents' divorce and different things like that from anything where I ended up, because they taught me right from wrong. The belt and the switch were pretty normal in my life as a kid. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, I ended up in Joplin, Missouri, back with my dad, and had a great teenage life, but just kept getting into things I shouldn't have been into, and ended up in a very dark and lonely place. I came to Memphis for a while and tried to overcome addiction many times and failed, and I ended up in a program and ended up finding Christ, or he found me. We found each other, and since then, it's been the greatest thing ever in my life, and I moved to Memphis in 2000. I had nothing but a backpack. I was completely broke. I had no home, no car, no money, no driver's license. I didn't have anything. And my mom let me come here, and I ended up getting a job at Sharp Electronics. I stayed there for 11 years, started out at $8 an hour, and stayed there for 11 years, ended up getting married to my wonderful wife, Stephanie, and I moved to South Haven and built a house. Didn't understand why I ended up in Mississippi. But anyway, I do now. But anyway, it's been a wonderful thing, and so after 2 days after my mom passed away, I ended up caring for her in my home for about 10 years, mm-hmm. Both my parents for 10 years. And then 2 days after my mom passed away, I got a call from Bobby Scott, which is a wonderful therapist here, yep. Local therapist, amazing man, Bobby Scott and Associates, one of the greatest men I've ever known and one of the greatest therapists I've ever known for sure. Yes. And he offered me a job at a recovery center for $8 an hour. So I've had two jobs in the last 25 years. Both of them, I started out at $8 an hour, and I've been at Woodland will be 11 years this April. And so both jobs I've been at 11 years, I said 25 years, but my recollection is not exactly right. Yeah. But I was at both for 11 years at least. And so now we've been acquired three times. It was Turning Point, then it was Vertava. So now it's Bradford Health Services. And Bradford Health Services is one of the top recovery centers, addiction recovery centers across the United mm-hmm. States. And our local facility here is called Woodland. And we've been rebranded, but it's been the greatest experience since Bradford came in. They came in and they noticed that we had been full. Our census had been full for the past 5 years. And they're like, y'all need a new building. And so about a year ago, I think it was last February, if I'm not mistaken, we had a groundbreaking and we have our new $30 million building, 100-bed detox. It's going to open in May.
That is fantastic.
Over on Marathon Way. And then a new thing I learned about just about a month ago was we have another facility, new facility over in Memphis. That's going to be a sober living facility. That's 145 beds. So we're going to have 245 beds, and we're going to be able to help people in Memphis too. We have a clinic in Germantown. So we have the big 100-bed facility here, new 145-bed new outpatient over in Memphis. And then we have the Germantown clinic. So we're going to be able to care for more people and provide better care. And it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great.
It's fantastic. I love how much change and growth you guys have seen since Bradford took over mm-hmm. because it's been exponential, the changes that they have made in the positive.
It has been.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. But I got an award last 2 weeks ago. I was the business development representative of the year for the whole Bradford organization, which was very incredible.
That is incredible. Yeah. Look at you.
I was not expecting that. I was driving around one day and I'm like, my boss said, read your email. I'm like, I wonder what I've done. You know what I mean? I look at my email and he's like, you know, congratulations. And so that was probably one of the biggest honors of my professional career. Cause that's a huge organization. It's a big company. I think we have right at 30, inpatient facilities across the country or facilities total. And, it's quite a prestigious honor for me and that I wasn't expecting. And so it's been wonderful.
Yeah. I love that so much. You just go day to day doing what you do, doing what you love, and mm-hmm. people see it. I love that so much.
Yeah, it's a great organization. Lots of families. I think we've had since we opened in 2015, and y'all were a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Y'all have been there the whole time, especially right down the street. Sometimes Absolutely. Our patients kind of end up down here sometimes. But anyway, it's a wonderful experience, and we've had like right at 21,000 people that have came through just this location.
Yeah.
Just over here in State Line. So about 21,000 people in the past 10 years.
That have gotten the help they need.
Yeah. And that's a lot. And you know, each person represents a family.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just that person. It may be their mom and dad, maybe their kids or grandkids. And so many, many families have found hope and healing at right here in South Haven at Woodland.
I love that you said that it's not just helping that person, but that it represents a family. Can you kind of lean into that a little bit? Mm-hmm. What does Woodland's mission really, what does that look like? How does that affect the patient, the family? Mm-hmm. What is y'all's mission behind that? What should the family see and expect?
So we know that each individual person affects many other people most times, right? So if let's just say we have a young lady, and let's say she's 22 years old, and let's say she's addicted to fentanyl, okay? So many times she has kids. So she may have two or three kids, right? They may be with the husband. They may be with the mom or the grandmother. You know, somebody's caring for those kids. And so when we get in touch with them, whether they call us or whether we find them or someone refers them to me or us, then we begin immediately working with the whole family, working with, you know, local resources, whether it's drug court or jail or the hospital or Parkwood. We work with these organizations together very closely and very quickly. And we create a plan and we try to get them in our building as soon as possible. But that affects the whole family. I mean, it is many times an employer, many times the, you know, mom, grandmother, family, you know, husband, it can be anything. And usually, you know, sometimes I get calls from kids wanting to help their parents. Parents are addicted. Sometimes I get called from parents wanting to help their kids. Recently, just a couple of nights ago, it was a grandmother and her son was over on the streets of Memphis and now he's in the treatment program. And last night he couldn't stop thanking me. You know what I mean? And I get to meet him.
I love that.
Like I get a call sometimes from never met him before. Don't know him. And sometimes I get a call from their mom or their family or their spouse. for them sometime, but then I get to meet them when I do church up there. And so it's the most special thing ever when they come up and say, hey, my name is so-and-so. You know what I mean? It's like, thank you for helping me get into treatment. You know, I mean, it's can't buy it. It's priceless. And with our nursing, you know, we have the full continuum of care at Woodland. A lot of people don't know a lot about that. But that's detox. So we have medical detox. Mm-hmm. We have RNs, nurse, family nurse practitioners, psych nurse practitioners. We have clinical directors, director of nursing, master level therapists, case managers, you know, everything from transportation to food service to the group leaders, you know, the whole entire thing works together. So you have excellent medical care first, then the clinical. Then you go into the spiritual part of it, which is AA, NA, Celebrate Recovery. We do art class with Let's Paint. They've been coming in for years. Mr. John Coleman comes in for many years. And it's just a wide variety that from the spiritual aspect, they get to choose. So it's called an elective. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to go to church if they don't want to. But if they do, I do that up there twice a week. If they want church, we give it to them, right? But they're not forced to go to church. Mm-hmm. We respect boundaries and we respect their personal choices. And we offer other alternatives for that. And so everybody has their needs met. But then after the medical, clinical, spiritual, we have the alumni program, which I'm very, very fond of. We stick with them for life through daily Zoom calls. So every day we do Zoom calls with our graduates. So like on Wednesday night, for instance, I do Celebrate Recovery Zoom call, Christ-centered 12-step Zoom call. Mm-hmm. And our graduates get to join from all over the country, their car, wherever they are, doesn't matter where they are. They go into Zoom, they type in their credentials, and there they are. And then I'm at the facility with the new patients. And so they're encouraging them to not quit, you know, how the program worked for them. It's just really a wonderful thing. Grizzlies games, Redbirds games, we take our alumni. We get suites at the Redbirds game, and we have a buffet out front. You know what I mean? It's like very spoiled. But we really love our patients, like, deeply. And we stick with them for life, which is something that hasn't always been around.
Which I think definitely attributes to the success rate that you guys do see. At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
What does that look like as far as the number of people coming in versus the number that you see as that healthy growth of alumni over the years?
So years ago, I mean, many years ago, like a 30-day program was considered not very successful, right? Just across the board, right? Yeah. And so since that time, many things have changed. So treatment and recovery is a lot different than it was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. New age techniques, new age modalities. And when you take the medical and the clinical and then the spiritual and then the aftercare, yeah, it's a very winning combination. I would say safely 80-85% success rate.
It's fantastic.
They may not get it the very first time, but that's where the alumni comes in, and we check on them all the time, and we're on the Zoom. And if they're the slightest sign of relapse or they're struggling, we get them right back in and they keep going, and pretty soon they make it. I would say 80-85% for sure. And as a credentialed interventionist, which I just became recently, 90% of interventions are successful. Not 90% when I go out as an interventionist and meet the family or go to the intensive care unit or go to wherever they are, I go meet them at the homes and things like that. 90% of those are successful in getting them into treatment.
So you said you are now a certified interventionist.
Yes, ma'am.
What did it take to do that? What does that look like? And what's the difference between what you were doing before and what doors this opens now as being certified interventionist? What is that? What changes?
Right. So my titles are at Woodland right now. Mm-hmm. I had many. I was a director of operations, a CEO. I was a ambassador. Now I am a territory manager. So okay. That means I have hundreds of accounts all over North Mississippi and a few in Memphis. And recently I became a certified interventionist, like you just said,
yeah.
But I got my credentials. And so a credentialed interventionist is pretty rare. You don't see them very often. It's not something you see every day. There's only one certification board in the United States. It's the Pennsylvania Certification Board that you can obtain that credential through. And so one of my bosses, Brett Martin, asked me if I'd ever heard of the Association of Intervention Specialists. And I'm like, no, I've never heard of that. I had got my NADAC certification, which was good. But I started looking into that when he mentioned that to me. And so then I started doing investigative work. And I had to, you know, I had to do a lot of work. I had to do a lot of, I had to do 10,000 word narratives on interventions I had done, details. I had to get, you know, job descriptions. I had to get job performance evaluations. I had to write narratives about intervention that I, me as an interventionist. I had to have like, I think it was 25 to 30 attachments that I had to send in. And it was like going to college almost.
Oh, wow.
But I obtained that certification. And so what that means is, I'm trained in the different models. So there's different models of intervention. There's the tough love model. There's the love first model. There's the Johnson model. There's the Arise model. There's different models and different types. When people hear about intervention, they think the family sitting around in the living room calling them out.
Yeah.
And that is one. We do those, right? And those are very successful. And then there's other ones that have to be a little bit more strong, like the tough love model. And so there's different models and there's different aspects of interventions. When I started digging deep into the certification, I'm like, I've been doing this forever. You know, I used to, when I was at the facility, I would go down the street and get them, bring them back, you know, talk them into staying all the time. Yeah. And basically what you're doing is you're getting an intervention is basically the greatest gift that you can give anyone and that needs recovery is an intervention because you're taking time to say, hey, you know, you deserve a better life. Hey, let us show you this. You know, it's much easier than you think. And so you're becoming their friend.
Yeah.
Most times, most people that do this a lot understand that the people that are using, so alcohol or addiction, they are the people that are in the active addiction. They're not going to listen to their family. You are the enemy. You don't know anything. You've been griping at me since I was a kid, and I don't want to hear it. Right. But a total stranger can come in, and they will listen. You know what I mean? And it's not that the family's doing anything wrong. It's just a trend. I didn't listen to my mom years ago when I should have.
Yeah.
And I regretted that later on in life. And so now it's the greatest calling in the world. To me, it's the greatest gift. You know, when I get a call and the mom's crying on the other end of the phone and she thinks it's over, I know it's just beginning. Right. And those are the ones I want to go to. I really like the impossible ones.
Yeah.
I really like the ones that people don't think there's any way out. And you know, we just have to have the resources. We know where the programs are. I get many people in treatment in other programs. I send people to other programs every day. If their insurance doesn't work with us or they're medically, you know, can't come to us for different reasons, I send them to Parkwood. I send them to Baptist. I send them to, Defining Wellness, Oxford Treatment Center. We work with all of them. We all work together. There's a network that many people don't see.
Yeah.
And that's all of us working together. And we really don't care. Honestly, we want to know that patient gets help.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So I love that. I love the fact that you're saying that everyone that does what you do, you all interwork together. And so that your focus isn't on getting someone into your facility. Your focus is on getting that person the help they need. What other things do you do to be able to lead that direction?
The fact that we all work together, you know, some people see other organizations as competition, right? So like, oh, don't send them to Oxford, send them to Woodley. You know, we don't operate like that. If for some reason they can't come to me, my first call is going to be Oxford Treatment Center or Defining Wellness because I believe in what they do. I work really closely with Casey and Paxton and the other people that do what I do at those organizations. And we know all of our programs work, right? And we want to know that person gets the help. We don't just want to say, oh, you can't come to my program. Good luck. I'll see you later. We don't operate like that. It's like, hey, I'm going to send you three numbers of other programs that you can get in today, right? If they have Medicaid, you know, they have to go to a certain program. If they have no insurance or they're clean, if they haven't been using, then we send them to Salvation Army. You know, there's all kinds of other wonderful programs, John 3:16. So there's hundreds of programs available. The resources are in place for anyone. So
next thing I want to talk about, you had mentioned a little bit ago about just when you were going through your, that process of getting those credentials, looking back through all of the things that you had done because you were having to put those things into essay and all that. While reflecting on the things that you've done and the people you've met, is there one that really sticks out to you that just hits, this is why I do what I do? I mean, I know you've probably got one every week that just grabs your heart, but is there a story that you will just be like, this is the one, this will be with me for life if I don't reach anybody else?
Yeah, there's hundreds. But yes, ma'am, there is. And when I started doing the credentialing, it was so special because I went to training in 2013 because I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. I thought I wanted to be a Christian counselor and all these different things. I didn't have a plan. I just wanted to do something. So I went to my MAP training, which is Mississippi Association of Addiction Professionals. And I went into it. I did like, I think it was 160 hours classroom training in 2013. So when I went in to apply for my credentials, guess what I needed? I needed the training that I had done in 2013. You know what I mean? I was able to utilize that going towards my credentials. So I believe God goes ahead of us. I believe God is intentional. I am 100% certain that He goes ahead of us and He prepares us way ahead of time. And so I don't have time on this podcast to tell you everything that He's done that proves to me that He's way ahead of me. He directs every step. I believe we're right where we're supposed to be right now when we're surrendered to His call. And so the one, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I probably get 10 text messages every morning. Thanks, big bro. I got one Friday showing me his new Tahoe. And this guy's like four times bigger than me. He's a monster. He looks like a big gang member, right? And he was like, hey, big bro, look what I got, you know, because he remembers me, right? And they know that I love him because I come and get him. Like if they're on the streets and they're not wanting to come in and I know them, I will go get them. I will go and pull up on them and say, hey, it's time. And when they see me coming, I'm not going to tell you what they say, but when they, but they know that I love them enough to go get them. And so I'll give you one reference, which great question, by the way, so special. These things are like so special to me. It's the things that money cannot buy. This money and power cannot buy what I get to do. And it's whenever it's unannounced and it comes into your life and you didn't ask, you didn't invite it. It's priceless. And so I had a young man, his family contacted me and he's probably 23. He was in the Soto County Jail and sweet family here in town. And I knew them through the chamber. You know, I knew them through different businesses here. They are a wonderful family. But anyway, their nephew was in the Soto County Jail. And he was going to go to Parchman. He was in trouble. Okay. And so I got a call. So I do jail ministry. I go down there twice a week. And so I'm pretty familiar with the chaplains and the sheriffs and all the people down there. Know Sheriff Tugger really well. He speaks at our conferences and wonderful community we have, wonderful leaders in law enforcement and judges and supervisors. I mean, everybody's just wonderful. But anyway, I go meet him and I do in-person visits a lot. I go and meet him. And I went into the jail and I met with him and he was weeping uncontrollably. He had never seen me before. He didn't know me, right? So as a young guy, I kind of dabbled in and out of gangs a little bit. Grew up in Memphis, didn't have the best, upbringing and different things like that. So he was a little wild, right? But good kid, great kid. But he was devastated. I mean, he thought life was over. He thought he was going to Parchman. And so I went in and I did an in-person visit. You know, I scheduled it with the chaplain, went in and visit with him and told him about the program and, you know, told him I loved him and told him I cared about him and I was going to help him. And through a series of events, we got him out and he came to the program. He went in and being young and, you know, different things happened. He left, you know, got mad and left. And then I got him back in again and then he left. And then I got him to another program. You know what I mean? I just stuck with him throughout the year. And so now he's doing wonderful. He finally made it out. I worked with another chamber member, a lawyer in town that helped him with his legal issues. And we worked together, all of us, and we actually were all centered. We met each other through the chamber. A lot of our relationships were through the chamber. I'm not using names because of confidentiality, but it was those chamber relationships that led him to me, right? And then it was the same chamber relationships that led me to refer him to a lawyer here locally. You know, so it all worked together. And now he's going to a local church here. He's in local recovery groups. He's working at a local business here. You know, I mean, it's really just come full circle, but he's doing wonderful now. And he really looks up to me. And he's one of the ones that send me the text messages every day. I recently started a group called the Warriors Group. And these are people that I have helped in different stages of their recovery, and I am mentoring them now that they're been clean for a while. So they've been clean for a substantial amount of time, and I meet with them. We meet once a month. We go out and eat, and I mentor them and just kind of help them. You know, I like helping people reach their full potential. I'm not trying to get you out of trouble. I'm not just trying to get you clean for a minute or so you can, you know, get back. You know, I want them to reach their full potential because that's what God helped me do. And so the joy that I feel inside, and to me, it's the Holy Spirit and it's God, and God's the reason for it all, right, in my life. But I want them to have what I have. I want them to have what I get to experience internally through God and the Spirit and through recovery. I mean, when someone recovers and they get their life back, oh man, it's like it's a daily. It is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
I love that so much. So with all of the things that you have done, from getting started to writing several books, telling your story, what has been the best part of this journey?
Well, the ministry with Celebrate Recovery and then going into the jails, doing church at the facility, Woodland, the Hope Center, the mentoring program. I mean, all those things have been, I didn't plan any of this. I didn't plan the intervention. I didn't plan the Hope Center. I didn't plan Chamber. I didn't plan any of this. In 2015, I thought life was over. Yeah. When I got out of my program, I didn't see any way my life could ever be anything, right? And so the Chamber relationship has been very instrumental into helping me become someone. You know, y'all believed in me when really no one else really did a lot. Woodland believed in me when no one else did and, you know, promoted me up to CEO and all these kind of things and trained me and helped me build this phenomenal resume that I never thought I would ever have. But I would say the number one thing about all of it is discovering God and discovering the Holy Spirit and how it's all so real and it's all how he intentionally leads us to people. The inner journey, I think, has been the greatest thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we do networking events up here, you know, it's just the Spirit is just overwhelming. And, you know, it's the love of God flowing through us all.
Absolutely.
But we all love each other and work together in a very unique way that I think a lot of business people don't experience. We take it to like kingdom business. You know what I mean? I like the word kingdom business.
I love that.
They're in my newest book coming out. I'm not going to tell the name right now, but it talks about the kingdom and talks about the business and it talks about how, you know, God's kingdom is within us. And when we're all together, it's just such a special thing. And when I think about how he led me here, he led me to you. He led me to Debbie, led me to Verena Hopper and, you know, Laura and Sydney and all the different peoples in the chambers. But he also led me to the mayors and the state senators like Rodney Hall, you know, the representatives and David Parker and all these wonderful people. I never thought I would know people like that. You know, I never thought I would be able to, you know, have lunch with the mayor. You know what I mean? I never thought I would be able to be on the board of directors. You know, all these things I never thought I would be able to do. Has come to pass in my life, but the tribute goes back to God. God reached down and saved me when I was living in the woods, and he's set me in a place where y'all have helped me be successful. You have believed in me and let me do things. You know what I mean? Let me be a part of this. Let me be a part of that. Even this podcast, it's a big deal to me. Some people that haven't been, like, in my opinion, like to rock bottom or something like that, every little thing means a lot to me. Yeah. Like if you see me posting something, it's because it means a lot to me. It's not because I'm doing it for any other reason. These things mean a lot to me. And I think the number one thing is that God saved me. And I'm, for the rest of my life, I'm going to give him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a lot of that, the struggle and then the salvation, that changes the perspective on how you see everything else in the world. It really does. So our final question, because we're going to be closing out, for the listeners who are either struggling themselves or have a loved one that's struggling with addiction, what would you want them to know? Give them a piece of information, whether it be just, you know, encouragement, you're not alone. Even more so, here's how you get the help you need. What should they do? What?
So if you are a loved one is struggling with alcohol or drugs, or even a total stranger, you call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My number is 901-484-8429. My website is stacydodd.com. It has all about the intervention. It talks about what an intervention is. It talks about, are you an enabler? I mean, my website is very simple, but it's very powerful. And Trish Toomey with Messina Media helped me with my website. And she does all of my everything creative. She's a genius. And but anyway, reach out. Call me 24. I don't care if it's Sunday evening in the middle of the morning, 2 a.m. You call me. We will develop a plan. I'll find out really some simple what's going on. And then we will get connected with that person and we will do easy little steps and we will get that person where they need to be. That's what we do. That's what I'm good. It's kind of like if your car, if you have a Mercedes or a Cadillac, you take it to the dealership if it needs something done. I know how to handle these addictions. I know how to handle them. I know how to speak to them. I know how to love them and get them to where they need to be. And then we don't ever stop that through the alumni program and through social media. I stick with them for life. And, the resources are in place, right? So regardless of what you may think or, you know, think it may not be able to be done, I promise you it can be done. And we can help with that.
Thank you so much for everything that you do. I know that you say that you are, you know, honored and just blessed by all the things that you get to do, but you need to recognize that you are a huge blessing to everybody that you come into contact with. I love every time I get to spend time with you, because you walk away from a conversation with Stacy Dodd with a smile on your face. You walk away with a fresh perspective on just the blessings that God has given to you. It doesn't matter what kind of day you're having, because you walk away from a conversation with you knowing that God's in control and everything's all right. I love it. People say that about me from time to time, like, oh, you're going to walk away with a smile. You can't hang out with Kristen without walking away with a smile. You have that even more so than I do. I love it so much. Thank you for coming on here. I'm going to have you on again, probably three more times, because we're going to have to spend one time just talking about your books. Okay. And I mean, we could talk forever and ever and ever, but I'm pretty sure our video guy would get mad at me. So we're going to come to a close for this session of South Haven Business Beat. Guys, check out stacydodd.com. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, reach out. Reach out today. It doesn't matter how far they've gone, how hopeless you think the situation is. God's got a plan, and Stacy Dodd is just the man to help. So go to stacydodd.com. And if you haven't done so, please click that link at the bottom to subscribe to South Haven Business Beat so you don't miss a single podcast episode of valuable information like this and storytelling at its best. Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.